Hi everyone, we just wanted to remind you that this is a student-run and operated podcast. The opinions expressed are our own and not the views of the Dwight Englewood School. Hope you enjoy the episode. Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Bulldog Podcast. We hope you're all doing well. This week we are joined by the Pen Pals leaders, Sophia Robertson and Ariana Petty, to talk about their club and what it does at DE. Welcome. Can you please start by introducing yourselves?
Hi everyone, my name is Ariana and I'm a junior.
Hi, my name is Sophia and I'm also a junior.
All right, so the first question, I was just wondering, can you please talk about what Pen Pals Club is and how each of you two got involved with it?
Yeah, so Pen Pals is a club that's dedicated to writing service letters and creating bonds between members of the club and the people that we write to who are from all around the world. Sophia and I actually joined the Pen Pals Club in our freshman year, and we were pretty dedicated members, if I do say so myself. And so the founders of the club, Ela and Genevieve, who were seniors at the time, appointed us as the next presidents of the club, and we've been running it ever since.
Nice. And you kind of touched on this a little bit, but what is the mission or overall goal of Pen Pals at DE, and how do you strive to accomplish that?
The mission of our club is to be able to have everyone create connections with people from all around the world and like immerse ourselves in new cultures and new lifestyles so that we could learn something new from connecting with new people. And we also dedicate our time to writing letters and emails, but also we want to create service projects as well. So we want to accomplish by the end of the year, hopefully, to connect with people who are directly affected by COVID-19 and also people who serve for our country and even more, but that's coming up in our upcoming plans.
Great, so what has your club done so far this year at school?
So this year our club got involved in the Upper School's Spirit Week service project. Each of the advisories created care packages to send to people who are displaced from Tropical Storm Ida. And we decided to have everyone, including the middle school, write letters to go along with the care packages. And so we had to create guidelines for how to write the letters and then sort through all of them and send out the ones that were approved by us. Some of the letters were super heartwarming. People included their favorite poems, drawings, and I really hope the people receiving these letters enjoyed reading them, because I know I did.
Yes, and it was really great, I'm sure, for all the advisories to partake in that and kind of each person, each student at school to add their own letter and feel connected to somebody in need. So you talked a little bit about this, what you want to do by the end of the year, but what are some of your club's plans for the next couple of weeks or months?
Our next upcoming plan, the next thing that we strive to do is to get everyone connected with one person that they could create a meaningful connection with. And to do that, we're going to swap addresses and use websites so that we could connect with people from around the world. And then after we establish these connections, we want to host another event, just like we did with Spirit Week, with the upper school and maybe the middle and lower school as well. Specifically for the holidays coming up. So we hope that we could do that.
All right, so thank you, Ariana and Sophia, for joining us today. As a reminder, Pen Pals Club meets every other Thursday at 1:10 in K108. So just thank you to all the listeners for tuning in, and we will see you all next week.